For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time for our Beltway Blitz. The NFL's on deck. The Commanders are in the hole. We start things off on the diamond. Bobby Blanco, MassinSports.com is where we begin on the Nats. Bobby, James Wood hit a 420-foot monster home run in his most recent game on Sunday against the Phillies. For the year, he's hitting 284 with an 830 OPS. Man, has he been good in these first 42 games in a year where none of the top prospects getting called up have thrived right away.
Yeah, I think we talked about this before. I think the Nationals' patience with him is paying off. We were talking so much earlier in the season about how, one, you know, everyone wanted to see him up here. He had deserved to be up here with what he was doing at Triple-A Rochester. But two, like, the Nationals' offense itself needed some help. They needed a boost. But I think we got to give Mike Rizzo and the Nats some credit for being patient. I know he had the hamstring injury in June that kind of delayed his debut until July, but, you know, they were patient with him. They waited until they believed he was fully ready to come up to the majors, play every day, and finish off the season here and be successful here. And I think that patience really paid off because we're seeing him really command the strike zone well. He's adjusting better in left field. But, yeah, that bolt he hit on Sunday in Philly. And that distance is way short of what it actually was because
totally.
I was there. It hit the stadium and bounced back onto the field. So if the Phillies don't have a big scoreboard in right field, that thing keeps going. I mean, that was an absolute moonshot.
Bobby, how do we grade C.J. Abrams' season overall? On pace to be maybe a 20-30 guy? I feel like his defense has improved, although there was an article recently that said it's maybe not quite as good as meets the eye. Just give me your thoughts on his year. Only 23 years old, but turned in some impressive counting stats.
It's been a bit of a roller coaster, up and down season for CJ this year. He was an all-star, of course. He started off the season really well. He was clearly their best player. It was such a contrast to how we started last year because he struggled out of the gate. He had a lot of defensive issues, but this year he started off great, and then he hit a lull in May. He had a really terrible May. He got kind of back in June, you know, was named to the all-star team. And then you know, July was a little bit kind of a mixed bag. He's been struggling as of late. He finally, you know, got a multi-hit game in Baltimore last week. He had a solid game on Sunday in Philly as the Nats escaped with a win. So it is tough to give him an overall grade. There's still a month plus left, so I'll hold off on giving him a final grade for this season. But it has been a mixed bag because he has been inconsistent. At times when he's good, he's their best player. But at times when he's bad, I mean, this team really struggles because they go as he goes. And David Martinez said that a bunch. Like, he's kind of their offensive and defensive leader. So if he's struggling, the whole team kind of struggling. Maybe James Wood can kind of pick up some of that pace as well, because if those two guys get hot, I mean, this is actually a pretty solid team.
One guy that I think the Nats have to be very pleased with based on how he's performed this year is lefty DJ Hers, the 23-year-old. When he was called up, there were major questions about, would he throw the ball over the plate? You know, is he going to be throwing balls to the backstop and bouncing balls? And is he going to have the command necessary and even just the reserve kind of on the mound? Is he ever, can he throw over and keep runners close? Like, all these different things. He's got a low 4s ERA through 12 starts, almost 70 strikeouts in 55 innings. It's been a mixed bag, to be sure, but a lot of good for a guy who's just 23 pitches tonight. What do you make of his season, and what are we looking out for tonight with DJ Hers?
I think he's a great feel-good story for, I think, this team's front office because, you know, they made one trade at last year's deadline, and he was the headline of that Candelario deal. And then he comes up and makes his debut this year. They get him ready. I remember talking to him in spring training, and he was very motivated because, you know, he kind of felt a little slighted that he was traded. So he wanted to go out and prove the Cubs were wrong to kind of give up on him or to give him up and the Nationals were right to bring him in. He really wants to be successful here. He's impressed. Of course, that outing against the Marlins sticks out, 13 strikeouts, 6 innings, shutout ball, only one hit. He had a little bit of a lull. If you remember, they sent him down right before the All-Star break to kind of give him a reset. And he's been pitching well the second half. And last week, I guess it was, that rainy day against the Giants, his start got kind of thrown off. He only pitched two and two-thirds innings, and, you know, the two rain delays kind of screwed up his start. But over his 4 starts, excluding that start, he's got an ERA under 3. So he's been pitching very well this second half. He has been able to throw the ball over the plate, like you mentioned. He has been able to get guys to whiff at his stuff. I mean, I look back at his start last weekend against Baltimore. That's a tough Orioles lineup, and he kept the Nats in the game. 6 strong innings right there against a really good lineup. So I think he's been very impressive this year. Hopefully he can finish the season strong and make a strong case to be a, you know, compete for a roster spot, a rotation spot next spring training.
Bobby, thank you as always, buddy. Talk soon.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
We'll see you, my friend.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.